His check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast. Some showers today, 60 to 65. Cloudy tonight, lower 50s. Tomorrow, turning partly sunny, lower 70s. And Thursday, partly cloudy, 75 to 80. We'll check in with Pat and get a look at the Tri-State Forecast in just a few minutes. The Great Barrington Board of Health will meet at 6:30 on Thursday, acting on a moratorium banning the town's use of glyphosate, a pesticide ingredient recognized as a probable carcinogen to humans. The public is invited to Zoom meeting to participate, ask questions, and comment on the ban. The meeting link will be available at tinyurl.com at meeting time. You can also find it in the October town calendar for Great Barrington as well. The telemedicine proposal in Kent now has critics, according to a story by Lynn Mills Worthington in the Republican American. New Vance Health is interested in partnering with the town of Kent, offering a location for telemedicine, but never everybody is sure that the best alternative is to having a doctor's office in town. Andrea Ryan of New Vance Health has made the proposal at a recent selectmen's meeting for a 6 to 9 month pilot program in which New Vance would provide a computer and related equipment and a navigator or a person to help patients connect over a computer to access primary care providers. The first select person is proposing the Office of Kent Senior Center would be the location for the telemedicine at the town, would provide internet access to New Vance. A resident submitted a letter to the select persons expressing her concerns about the current proposal, noting that she has extensive knowledge about seniors' needs from her 10-year tenure as program director at the New Milford Senior Center, planning weekly programs in cooperation with the community relations staff at New Milford Hospital, and serving as past presidency of the Kent Village Housing for the Elderly, and her ongoing familiarity with the Senior Center. She characterizes from New Vance and Speckle that the proposal involved a partnership with the community, but there's a strong collaboration happening. Based on what was shared at the selectmen's meeting, she strongly supports the efforts to reopen and reinvigorate the town's senior center and is concerned about the proposed use of the office. Berkshire County population fell, and so will the number of the House members it sends to Beacon Hill. Lawmakers signal this week, 10 years ago, and despite a population loss then too, lawmakers fought for and kept four Berkshire seats in the House of Representatives. But no such optimism exists this time. Where most parts of the state grew, the census numbers showed another decline in Berkshire County's population. Every 10 years after the U.S. Census, the House reduces a map that matches each of its 160 members with a district representing a certain number of people. When's the best time to get a flu shot? Well, in this pandemic, if you're 65 or older, you can get the super shot, and everybody else, you can get the flu shot. Best time to get it is in October, according to experts. Members of the community will have a chance to pay respects to the late Sheriff Butch Anderson. Calling hours will be held from noon till 8 p.m. at the Graduate Nassauwet Convention Center in the city of Poughkeepsie. Funeral services for Anderson are scheduled for 10 a.m. Wednesday at the center. Memorial donations can be made to the Sheriff Adrian Anderson Memorial Fund, 10 West Street, Pauling, New York, 12564. The Timothy P. Doyle Funeral Home in Poughkeepsie is handling arrangements for Anderson. Cornwall at 10 a.m. to 11:30. Reading Middlemarch with Mark Scarborough. It's a Zoom meeting. It's virtual. Inland Wetlands and Water Course meeting via Zoom, and the Board of Selectmen meet via Zoom at 7:30. Board of Selectmen meeting in Kent. That meeting is happening at 7 p.m. Coming up on Wednesday in Sharon, the American Rescue Plan Act. They have a meeting on that at 6:30. In Hillsdale on Wednesday at 6:30, a cannabis public hearing. Zoom and login instructions are available at hillsdalenewyork.com. Armenia has a Meet the Candidates event now set on Wednesday at 7 p.m. at the Weebatuck High School. Visiting Nurse and Hospice of Litchfield County has flu vaccines scheduled. The next coming up, Falls Village Senior Center at 107 Main Street in Falls Village on Thursday, 10:30 to 12:30. And after that, coming up on Friday, the 8th at North Canaan Town Hall, that will be from 2 until 4 p.m. In Sharon, the Park and Recreation Commission has a meeting. That is coming up on the 7th at 6 p.m. In Sharon, the Park and Recreation Commission is having a meeting coming up on Thursday at 6:15 p.m. In Hillsdale, New York, a special budget meeting on Thursday at 6 p.m. via Zoom. Ankrum, New York, Planning Board meeting meets on Thursday at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. in North Canaan on Friday. A flu clinic will be held at the North Canaan Town Hall from 2 to 4. Community Development Corporation in South Berkshire will host a virtual screening of Citizen Jane, Battle for the City on Friday at 7 p.m. More information at cdcsb.org/2021/filmfundraiser. Now, coming up on Saturday at the Torrington Middle School from 9 to 2 will be a Household Hazardous Waste Collection Day. You must have a ticket to the event from your town hall. That ticket is free to obtain. Coming up on Saturday, the Copaic Grange on Empire Road in Columbia County will hold their monthly members meeting. It runs from 9 to 10 at the Grange Hall. An art exhibition, Flora and Fauna, Lily Woodworth and Alan Blagden, opens up on Saturday and runs through September 24th at the D.M. Hunt Library in Falls Village, huntlibrary.org. On Saturday, the Ancrum Fire Company has their lobster and beef barbecue, 3 to 6 p.m., $35 a meal, takeout only. Pick up at the Ancrum Firehouse. Lobster, clams, barbecue, beef, corn on the cob, potato roll, and ice cream. Reservations at 518-329-3430. Hillsdale Pumpkin Festival and Scarecrow Contest with fun activities for the family will be held Saturday, 11 to 4 on Route 23 throughout the hamlet. Facebook.com/Hillsdale New York Pumpkin Festival for more information. Music in the Nave returns with Steve Katz in concert in Kent. Song, stories, wine, and cheese at the Autumn Twilight Performance on Saturday at 5 p.m. at St. Andrew's Parish. More information is available from the website at St. Andrew's Parish. The 10th Annual Brewski Fest returns to Salisbury at the Satry Hill Ski Jump Site on Sunday, October 10th. Music, pumpkins, corn stalks, and all the 30 craft breweries offering visitors over 200 examples of their best brews. This has been going on for the past 10 years. Now, the Steve Dunn Band will also provide live music. Tickets are available at $30 per person in advance or $35 at the door. Advance tickets are available online at brewskifest.com and at State Line Wine and Spirits in North Canaan and Ledgewood Spirit Shop in Winstead. Proceeds from the event, which will be held rain or shine, benefit Swass's youth skiing program. More information at brewskifest.com. In Stockbridge, the Grange is having a takeout dinner from 1 till 2 on Sunday at the Grange Hall, Church Street. Roast pork dinner includes apple or chocolate cream pies for dessert. $14 donation. Orders must be placed by Thursday the 7th. Call 413-243-1298 or 413-443-4352. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlake and interlakenin.com and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 34,002.92, the NASDAQ at 14,255.49, and the S&P 500 at 43.46. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.